camp, waded the salmon searching for caddis fly eggs with my entomologist grandpa, and learned to fish in springs that fed the snake with worms dug from my grandma's garden. These rivers and the snowmelt lakes and creeks that feed them have imbued my life with a sense of impermanence and also one of connectedness. As they quench the high desert and link our inland lakes to the Pacific Ocean, they also tether each generation in time with the next and the next. Oh, that endless flow! Now that I live in a lakeside city in the Silk Okanagan territory of British Columbia, I miss the energy of the rivers, but I'm closer to the snowpack and the seasonal shifts that mark the passage of time here. My first daughter was born in the winter, and I'll never forget our first tender outings on snowshoes with her in tow, imagining warmer days and yearning to follow the rivers back to the lakes of my youth. Haley Hurst. Just like water. I've spent most of my life living near the coast of Northern California. The shoreline and the icy waters of the Pacific have always been a place for gathering, whether it's nets full of fish or family convening around a beach bonfire. The ocean has always filled me up in ways that nourished and strengthened. When I was young, my mother used to bring me to the shore and tell me to toss my worries into the roaring waves. She said the ocean was big enough to hold all our troubles in her giant blue belly, and that when the swells are calm, she reminds us that no matter how many concerns we carry, we still have the power to be at peace. These days, the sea is like an old friend to me, the place I often go to feel grounded and find healing. I visit her shores and cast my cares into the rolling waves. I've found that some forms of stress are water-soluble. My adoration of aquatic adventures has had many iterations over the years, from lifeguarding at local pools and waterfronts and working as a swim instructor and coach, to late nights spent swimming laps at my local community pool, escaping the bustling sounds of the city with each dunk of my head. My waypoints through life have been marked by water, wading through the San Lorenzo River while holding my grandma's hand, my very first backpacking trip beside the headwaters of the San Joaquin River, teenage bonfire-filled beach nights, the smell of chlorine in my damp hair while sitting in morning college classes, late-night runs along the Hudson after long days at work as a young executive, and slow summer weekends spent blowing bubbles with my nephews in my sister's backyard pool. Water has been the backdrop to every cherished memory, the soundtrack to unforgettable experiences that shaped me. Swimming will forever be my favorite form of dance because there's no fuller feeling than moving fluidly through the medium that brings me the most joy. Noelle Russell. The Source. Time in the outdoors has become more important than ever. Nature offers us space for stress relief and grounding. It provides opportunities to connect more deeply with the world around us, as well as to tap into our inner selves for reflection and growth. Between the impact of a global pandemic, the escalating ripple effects of climate change, and persistent political turmoil, we've come to further understand the soothing balm of nature as both a necessity and a precious resource. In particular, we've noticed that women are increasingly seeking outdoor activities, exploring close to home, and finding new angles of familiar places. We're looking for different ways to step outside, more space to do so safely, and sensations that help us feel something novel. While water access differs by region, many of our cultures and civilizations are built around it. Yet, due to a number of circumstances, many of which we'll touch upon in this book, we may not have fully embraced the potential of this element for recreation. Putting a paddle into the lake you normally see from afar, zipping up a wetsuit for the first time, plunging your head under the surface of a chilly ocean, all these water-centric acts offer fresh perspective, a different mode of travel, or another dimension of home to discover.